Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Memches. We're going to start from the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis and reread what we read yesterday. And we'll go Mitzvah Hashem until actually Mem Tes Amud Beis. So we'll actually do an extra half a Daf today, helping us to prepare for Pesach. But it's all one big sugya, which I'll explain in a moment. Today we're learning Le'ilui Nishmas, Mike Havasi, Tzvi Elimelech ben Shlomo Zalman. All the Neshamos we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. So there are three psukim in today's shiur that we're going to be discussing at length. One of them by the Kohen Gadol, which is the pasuk from Perek Chaf Aleph in Vayikra, the Al Kol Nafsho Smeis Lo Yavo Liaviv Uliimo Lo Yitama, and the second two psukim are about Nazir, and this is from Perek Vav in Bamidbar, where it says Koyimei Haziro LaHashem. Now the most important part is Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo, and then the next pasuk Liaviv Uliimo Liachiv Uliachoso Lo Yitama Lehem Bimosam. Kinezer Elokov Al Rosho. Now we're going to focus really on not the entire three psukim here, but on the entire first pasuk that we read for the Kohen Gadol and the last part of the first pasuk and the first part of the second pasuk that we just read by Nazir. And we're going to go through them over and over. And I'm going to have a sheet which you can look at. It'll be attached to the daf online. And if you use that sheet, it has the psukim on it. And hopefully it will make it a little bit easier to follow along with the shiur. So let us begin with the Gemara on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, where we left off yesterday with the reminder that we had been discussing a lot of this in yesterday's shiur, so hopefully some of this should be Chazara, but now we're going to delve into it. So we'll pick up on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, with the words, Ad kan lo pligi ela b'koin gadol v'nazir ki ozli b'hadi adadi. In yesterday's shiur, we went over multiple different scenarios where you have two people, each of which should not be metami l'meis, but then come upon a meis mitzvah, and we had said, who goes first to be metame and let the other person not be metame, and we had discussed in our Mishnah, a machlok sin rebelez and the chachamim, as to whether if the koin gadol and the nazir are walking together, which one should be metame, and why. So that was yesterday's shiur. But the Gemara now says, everybody agrees, avochad chad l'chude, bari tamuya inun, each one of them, if they're walking alone, is obligated, both the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol, if they're alone, and they chance upon a meis mitzvah, a person who has nobody else to bury them, they are obviously going to have to be mitame to that meis mitzvah, and the Gemara's question is, mina hani mili. How do we know that? Again, we read all of this yesterday to the bottom of the daf on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, but we'll chazur over now because it's all one sugya. So, the Tana Rabbana, we learn the following brisa. We quote first the pasuk that we have from Vayikra, Perech Chaf Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph, which deals with the Kohen Gadol. And it says, the whole pasuk again, V'al kol nafsho smeis lo yavo, li aviv ulimo, lo yitamo. So we quote here, al kol nafsho smeis lo yavo. So, b'me ha'kosim b'daber. It's talking about the Kohen Gadol, but what is the pasuk specifically speaking about? If we're dealing with people that aren't from the Zayin Krovim, they are Rechokim, not Karov, they're not relatives, they are distant, meaning that they're not the Zayin Krovim, so then it's clear that the Kohen Gadol can't be Metami to them because of a Kal v'chomer from a regular Kohen. Kal v'chomer who, because Ma Kohen Hedyot, if a regular Kohen, not the Kohen Gadol, Shu Metami L'Krovim, who is allowed to be Metami to the Zayin Krovim, nevertheless, is Eino Metami L'Rechokim, is not allowed to be Metami to people that are not his relatives, anybody but the Zayin Krovim, so then certainly the Kohen Gadol, who is not even allowed to be Metami to those Zayin Krovim, Sheino Metami L'Krovim, so certainly Eino Din Sheino Metami L'Rechokim. So Kal v'chomer, he can't be Metami to the Rechokim. So therefore, I don't need the pasuk to tell me li aviv ulimo lo yitama. So therefore, the first part of the pasuk v'al kol nafsho smeis is ela b'krovim akosim dabit. That's talking about the zayin krovim. So why do I need uli aviv ulimo lo yitama? So therefore, uli aviv hu dienu mitame. The second part of the pasuk tells us that to his father and to his mother, he's not allowed to be mitame. Oh, however, mitame hu lemeis mitzvah, but he is allowed to be mitame to a meis mitzvah. So this drasha of the pasuk tells us that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be mitame to a meis mitzvah. That's the answer to the first question. How do we know that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be mitame to the meis mitzvah? Now we turn to Memches and Aleph, which is new information for us. Until here we had done yesterday, that was Chazara, and now we enter new information. So Gemara now asks, great, that's Lu'aviv. Lu'aviv tells us that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metami to a meis mitzvah. But there's also the words ulimo, le'aviv, ulimo, lo yitamo. I already know the Kohen Gadol can be metami to a meis mitzvah from the extra word le'aviv. What do we need the extra word ulimo to come to teach us? Ulimo, you need that word? The Gemara tells us, l'gzeira shava. We need that for a specific gzeira shava, which we learned previously, chid rebbe. This was Yehuda Nasi, this was Rebbe gzeira shava. What was this gzeira shava? The Braisa tells us, the Tanya. We learned in the Braisa that Rebbe tells us, Rebbe Omer, gabi nazir, regarding a Nazir, who also has the same restrictions that a Nazir is not allowed to be metame to his Zion Krovim as well, but is allowed to be metame to a Meis Mitzvah. But we also learn out from a Nazir that while a Nazir is not allowed to be metame to Tumas Meis, it's only, the Pasuk tells us, Bimosom. The Pasuk specifically says, Bimosom Eino Metame. That's the Pasuk that we had read, the third of the three Pesukim. Loviv Limo Leachiv Lachoso Lo Yitam Olem Bimosom. You're now let it go be metame to them in their death. In other words, you can't be metame as a nazir to tumas meis. However, and we learned this previously, abu metame hu l'nigam ulizivasom. But you are allowed to be metame. A nazir doesn't have any restriction on coming into contact with somebody who's a mitzora and becoming tame from that, or coming into contact with somebody who's a zav or a zava and becoming tame from that. Now, the restriction on a nazir is only tumas meis. That's what we learn from the extra words in the pasuk bimosom, and therefore, that's what the word leimo is needed as a gzeira shava. That we have the word by Kohen Gadol as a gzeira shava to the word bimosom that we find by a nazir. So therefore, we have the word uleimo by Kohen Gadol, and we have the word leimo by a nazir, and this din that a nazir is allowed to be metame to the Negayim, a Metzora, or a Ziva, Leziva Asam, a Zava, a Zava, so that din is translated through this Gezer Shava to apply also to a Kohen, to a Kohen Gadol. So that's what the word Li'imo is needed in the Pasuk by the Kohen Gadol. We are called Nafshos Smes Lo Yavo, Li'aviv, U'Li'imo. Li'imo is going to be Gezer Shava. Ultimately, we learn today that Rabbi Akiva holds that you need a gzeira shava to be mufda only b'tzad echad. One of the two places has to be unnecessary in order to learn out a gzeira shava. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael that we're going to learn, you need both places to be mufda mishnei tzadim in order for a gzeira shava to work. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, one of these words, li'imo, was needed, and the other one was free to teach us the gzeira shava. Whereas opposed to Rabbi Shmuel, he's going to need both the words ulimo by Kohen Gadol, ulimo by Nazir, to go and teach us this gzeira shava. Both of them are free. Mufne b'shnei tzadim. We'll see this towards the end of the shir. In any event, the Gemara now questions this and says, the ein li ela b'nazir. We only know this din that a Nazir is allowed to be metame himself for Negoyim and Ziva. How do we know the Kohen Gadol minayin? How do we know that this is also true for a Kohen Gadol? Now this is going to be the Gzeira Shava, but the Gemara first tells us, Amris, let's learn it out, Lo Yomar Ima b'Kohen Gadol. You didn't have to tell me the word Ima by Kohen Gadol. It was extra, because She'ein Talmud Lomar Shari Kavachomer Hu, because we can learn it out from a Kavachomer. What's a Kavachomer? Uma im bimkom she'kohen hedjot mitame li'ochiv me'aviv. If a regular Kohen, a Kohen Hedjot, is allowed to be metame to the Zayin Krovim, and included in that are his brother from his father. It's paternal brothers that the Kohen is allowed to be metame to, and therefore, a Kohen, a regular Kohen Hedjot, is allowed to be metame to his paternal brother, whereas a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metame to a paternal brother, nor even his father. Uma'im b'makum she'kohen hedjot mitame li'achiv me'aviv ein kohen gadol mitame li'aviv. The regular kohen, the kohen hedjot, is allowed to be mitame to paternal brother and certainly to the father, whereas the kohen gadol is not allowed to be mitame even to the father. So therefore, in a place makum she'ein kohen hedjot mitame li'achiv me'imo, in a place where a regular kohen is not allowed to be mitame to maternal relatives, such as his maternal brother, a half brother from the mother, so alach has kama v'kama, it's a kavachomer, eino din she'ein kohen gadol mitame li'imo. So obviously, the kohen gadol can't be mitame to his imo. So therefore, the word ulimo is unnecessary. We could have learned that out from a kavachomer, from a kohen hedjot, and therefore, im zochisa mehadin, since you could have learned this out through a kal v'chomer, so then ma talmud lomer imo b'kohen gadol. So why is the word imo necessary? I could learn it out from kal v'chomer. Oh, it's mufne, it's free to do lahakish v'ladun heimenu gzeirah shava. It's free to go and teach us this gzeirah shava. Nemar imo b'nazir, v'nemar imo b'kohen gadol. It's free over here by a nazir. It's free by a kohen gadol. V'nemar imo b'kohen gadol. So you have it both by nazir, v'nemar imo b'nazir, v'nemar imo b'kohen gadol. And ma imo ha'amr b'nazir, mimosam, enu matame avu mitame hu li negoim, uli zivasam. And just like by a nazir, that allows you to go and be matame to a mitzora or to a zava or a zava, but not to tamei meis. So too, the same din we learn out through this gzeirah shava, imo imo, at imo ha'amr b'kohen gadol, is teaching us the same din, mimosam, enu matame, so therefore, this extra word uliimo by Kohen Gadol is a gzeirah shava to the word liimo by a nazir to teach us this din that tumas neis is forbidden to both of them, but negoyim and ziva is not. Okay, that is on the sheet, the top part of the sheet. I have some additional writing there, which I had mentioned a little bit. The Rabbi Akiva, who holds it, one side is mufne, but the other side is not. There are other things he didashes out. So the writing underneath there, that will go and teach us later in the shir. So you can look at it now, but you'll see it later in the shir. So again, the words, this is summarized in the top part of the sheet, v'al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, that teaches us krovim, because the pasuk is telling us that you're not allowed to be mitame to krovim. Obviously, you're not allowed to be mitame to rechokim, because that's a kal v'chomer from a regular kohen. So therefore, the extra words, laviv ulimo, what do you do with them? So laviv came to teach us the din of meis mitzvah, to your father, you're not metame, but to a meis mitzvah you can. And laimo is needed for the gzeirah shava of Rebbe to teach us that you're not allowed to be metame tumas meis, however, you are allowed to be metame tumas negoyim and ziva. Okay. Now the Gemara tells us, we've answered the first question, minohani mili, that we started off with today's shir, how do we know that a kohen gadol is allowed to be metame to a meis mitzvah? Now we ask Ashikon Kohen Gadol, we found the din for Kohen Gadol, Nazir Minolan. Where do we have the din that a Nazir by himself is allowed to go and be metame to a meis mitzvah? So there's also Brisa, the Tanya. There's a different Brisa, and this incorporates the second and third pasuk that we have by Nazir. Again, just to repeat ourselves, Kol Yemei Haziru Lashem Al Nefesh Meis Liyavo, that's Perek Vav in Bamidbar, pasuk Vav. And the second pasuk is Loviv Ulimo Liachiv Uliachoso Loi Tamulahem Bimosam Kinezer Elokov Arosho. And we're going to focus on the end of pasuk Vav at the beginning of pasuk Zayin. So we're going to see on my sheet here Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. In a number of places on our daf, in the Rishonim on the daf, they mistakenly, the editors have put in the word Al Kol Nefesh Meis. The word Kol is incorrect. And actually, you look in the Maros Ronishberg, so he points out it's a Tamiya that in some places there seem to be incorrect words put into the pasuk. In any event, the pasuk is that we're going to darshan. I have on my sheet over here, that's the second part of the sheet, al nefesh meis lo yavo, that's the end of pasuk vav, and the beginning of pasuk zayin is loviv ulimo liochiv uliachoso. So that is what it's referring to, lo yitamo lehem bimosom. You're not allowed to become tummy to them when they are tumas meis. So the Gemara says, this Bryce is going to dash these psukim. The Tanya. Call Yimei Aziru Hashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. That's Pasuk Vav. So what does this mean? You can't become Tomei to Tumas Meis. Now, we know that this is Tumas Meis of a person, but the Gemara wants to suggest that maybe it means even an animal. An animal that died without Shechita is a Nevela. And a Nevela is Metame a person. So maybe this is included in the Nazir's prohibitions, that he can't be Metame not only to a human Meis, but he can't even be Metame to a Nevela. So Shomeya ani afilu nefesh behema b'mashma, I would have said without the word meis, if it had just said al nefesh lo yavo, I would have said that includes even a behema. Where do we see that? Ki inyon shenema, as the pasuk tells us elsewhere, make nefesh behema. So behema is also called nefesh, and therefore, if the pasuk had just said al nefesh, not nefesh meis, but it just said al nefesh lo yavo, so then I would have said, guess what? It includes even nevela. So therefore, the pasuk says al nefesh meis. Talmud Lomar al nefesh meis lo yavo benefesh adam hakos medaber. The word meis comes to teach us that it's talking about tumas meis of an adam and not a nevela. And now we have Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says ein otzarech. No, that's not necessary. You didn't need this. Why? Because Hari Omer lo yavo. He says you don't need the word mace over here to teach me it's talking about a human being and not an animal, because the words lo yavo implies tumas ohel, bia into an ohel, entry into an ohel. And binefashos hamitamos bibia hakos of midaber. The pasuk is only referring to things that can become tame underneath an ohel. And that is only by tumas mace of a person, not by a nevela. A nevela is in the same house as you. You go into a store, and they sell nevela meat in the store, non-kosher meat. So you don't become tummy by walking into that store. It's only if you touch the nevela meat that you would become tummy. So therefore, there is no tumas ohel by nevela, by a dead animal. So therefore, by the pasuk telling me, lo yavo, that teaches us, b'nefoshos, hamitamos bibia hakos b'daber. And you don't need the drasha on nefesh mace. It doesn't say what Rabbi Shmuel uses the word mace for. If there is another drasha, not, the Gemara doesn't tell us. In any event, the rest of the pasuk, lo aviv ulimo, liochiv uliachoso, seems to be extra, because it already told us, al nefesh mace lo yavo. So you're not allowed to come into contact with Tumas Meis. The Nazir is forbidden to come into contact with Tumas Meis. So why does it have to tell us, L'aviv u'limo, l'yachiv u'le'achoso? What does that come to teach us? L'aviv u'limo, eino mitame, the Gemara says, abo mitame hu l'meis mitzvah. So Rabbi Yishmol, whose opinion we're now discussing, says the word, both l'aviv u'limo, both of them are coming to teach us that a person is not allowed to be mitame to his father or his mother, but is allowed to be mitame to a meis mitzvah. So this is teaching us the din, according to Rabbi Yishmol, that a meis mitzvah, a nazir, is allowed to come into contact with a meis mitzvah. Moshe says, wait a second. Ad shelo yomar yesh li b'din, until you tell me this b'feirish, I could learn it out from a kal v'chomer. And what is a kal v'chomer? Uma kohen gadol shekedushas u'kedushas ol. If a kohen gadol who has a permanent kedusha is allowed to be mitami to a meis mitzvah, mitami to a meis mitzvah, so then certainly a nazir, she'en kedushas u'kedushas olam, certainly should be allowed. Eino din, it's a kal v'chomer, shemitami le'meis mitzvah. So why don't we learn it out from a kal v'chomer? Moshe says, because it's wrong. Because lo, you could argue the other way. And we had this discussion in yesterday's shir. Im Amris Mekoyen Gadol, if you're telling me a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Tamei Meis Mitzvah, you know why? Because his strictness in this din is lower than a Nazir. Why is that? Shekein Eino Mevi Karban Al Tumasa. If a Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei, so he just has to become Tar, but he doesn't bring Karbanos. As opposed to a Nazir, Tomar Ben Nazir, Shenevi Karban Al Tumasa, he brings Karbanos. He brings Karban, means plural. He brings the Ola and the Chata's bird offerings, and he has to bring the Asham. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol is not as strict. So you can't tell me a Kal V'chomer, because if a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Mitamei in general, but he's allowed to be mitame to a meis mitzvah, you can't tell me it's a kal v'chomer that Nazir should, or Nazir is stricter than the Kohen Gadol, and that he has to bring korbanos when he becomes tamei. So therefore, whole maybe korban al tumaso. The Gemara says, since the Nazir has to bring a korban, maybe lo yitame le meis mitzvah. I would think he's not allowed to be mitame to a meis mitzvah. That's why Talmud Lomer l'aviv ulimo lo yitamo. That's why the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel is that he has to go and have the words l'aviv ulimo to teach us that he can't be mitame to a regular person, his father or mother, but he's allowed to be mitame to a meis mitzvah. Gemara says maybe not. Oh, eino mitame l'aviv ulimo. Maybe the Gemara wants to suggest that it's only to his father or his mother that he's not allowed to be mitame. But taka, avo yitame l'shar meisim. But somewhat of a paradox, one might have thought that he can be mitame to everybody else. Gemara says that's ridiculous. Amis kal v'chomer. He certainly said kal v'chomer over here. Uma kohen hedyot. Shemitami lekrovim, a kohen hedyot, a regular plain kohen, is allowed to be mitami to design krovim, but it's not allowed to be mitami to others. Eino mitami l'shar meisim, he can't be mitami to ruchokim. So ala chaskama v'kama, a nazir she'eino mitami lekrovim, a nazir is not allowed to be mitami even to design krovim. So ala chaskama v'kama, eino din, it's a kal v'chomer shelo yitami l'shar meisim. He certainly can't be come tami to shar meisim. So it's ridiculous to say that you might have thought he could only be mitami not to his father and mother, but could be mitame to other mason. That's ridiculous. Now we turn to Memchas and Beis to continue this discussion. So Moshe says, then what do we need the words? Ha ma Talmud lomer l'aviv ulimo. So then what do we need father and mother? What is that doing over there? To teach us l'aviv ulimo hu d'lo mitame, abo mitame ulo meis mitzvah. Ah, so we're saying right now that Rabbi Shmuel says that the extra words l'aviv ulimo are to teach us this idea of meis mitzvah. Bottom line is, l'aviv ulimo are extra. But now the Gemara says, actually, Omar, you don't have to tell me that a nazir is not allowed to be mitame to his father. Yesh li b'din, I could have learned that out through a kal v'chomer. What is a kal v'chomer? Nemar klolos b'kohen gadol. Because we have a general rule that a kohen gadol is not allowed to be mitame. As we had the first pasuk, in the top part of the sheet, v'al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. V'nemu closed with Nazir. And we have a general statement by a Nazir. That is, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yaval. So we know a general statement, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become Tameh, and a Nazir is not allowed to become Tameh to Tumas Meis. So my klolos hamur is b'kohen gadol lo aviv eno mitame avo mitame lemeis mitzvah. Just like a kohen gadol is not allowed to be mitame to any of the zayin krovim, including even his father, yet is allowed to be mitame to a meis mitzvah. So we should say the same din should apply. Af klolos hamur is b'nazir lo aviv eno mitame avo mitame lemeis mitzvah. Why don't we just learn it out from this? It's not really a kavu chomer. It's from this logical reasoning that the same din should apply. It's like a binyanav that if this din applies by kohen gadol mistama, the same din should apply by a nazir. Moore says maybe not, because oklachla derzu, because you could argue otherwise. You could say nemar klolos b'kohen hedjot, because we have a rule by kohen hedjot who's also not allowed to become tummy to tumas meis of someone else, the rechokim, but he's allowed to become tummy to his krovin. The nemar klolos b'nazir, and we have a similar general statement by nazir, but they're not exactly the same. Ma klolos hamurus b'kohen hedjot mitame li aviv, just like a general rule that a regular Kohen Hedjot, is not allowed to become tummy to Rechokim, but is allowed to become tummy to the Zayin Krovim, so maybe we would need the Zayin Krovim to also be allowed for a Nazir. Let us say, Av Klolos Hamur is b'Nazir, mitame li'ovim. Maybe a Nazir is allowed to be tummy to his father and any of the Zayin Krovim. So each of these is a perfectly logical way to go. Instead of making the Binyanav from Kohen Gadol to Nazir, make it from Kohen Hedjot to Nazir. So the Gemara says, therefore, Talmud Lomar, it teaches us, Li'aviv ulima lo yitama, holameis mitzvah mitama. So in fact, according to Rabbi Yishmael, you need the word Li'aviv, and as we'll see, limo will use for something else, but you need the word, and now you have it on the second part of my sheet, in the paragraph that says Rabbi Yishmael. So in this situation, Rabbi Yishmael would hold that the word Lo'aviv is needed to teach us krovim, to teach us not to don this binyanav from Kohen Hedjot, but in fact to don it from Kohen Gadol. So Talmud Lomar Lo'aviv, and that's what we'll see, the word limo is used for something else, but Talmud Lomar Lo'aviv limo is lo yitama. To them he's not allowed to be mitame, the nazir, but ha lemei smitzo mitame. So if you look at my line of Rabbi Yishmael, the word Lo'aviv is ultimately to teach us krovim. And the word al nefesh meis, that's coming to teach us, in fact, the rechokim. Now, the Gemara says, "Homaboyele lomar shein matami le'aviv." But we just said that you need the word to teach us. That's how you know that he's not matami le'aviv. So the word le'aviv is to teach us this din. So how is it free? It teaches meis mitzvah. So Gemara says, "You're right. El le'aviv lomar shein matami le'aviv." You're right. The word le'aviv is to teach us the zayin krovim, that he's not only be matami to his father, any of the zayin krovim. The word le'imo we're going to need for the gzeirus shava, so it doesn't mention le'imo here right now, but it tells us le'achiv ain't a matame. To the brother, you're not allowed to be matame. That's one of the Zayin Krovim. So I already know that. Oh, that comes to teach us. To the brother, you're not allowed to be matame. Holame smitzvah matame. So Rishmol learns out from the word li'ochiv, that's the din of Mei Smitzvah. Nozer can not be matame, is not allowed to be matame to the Zayin Krovim, but can be matame, must be matame to a Mei Smitzvah. Now, what do we need li'imo for? Well, li'imo, l'xer Rishava, l'chad Rabbi. Oh, he needs the word li'imo, according to Rishmol, for the xer Rishava of Rabbi. And it's mufna over here, it's extra over here, it was extra by Kohen Gadol, so Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that it needs to be mufna mishnei tzadim, as I put at the bottom of the page, at the very last part, under the word note, so the third line there, Rabbi Shmuel has both limos free, they're available. He holds he needs mufna mishnei tzadim, it has to be free by the Kohen Gadol, it has to be free by the Nazir, and therefore the word Li'imo is a gzeirus shava, connecting Kohen Gadol to Nazir, to teach us that both of them have the same din. And that is that you're not allowed to be metame to space, but you are allowed to be metame the Negoyim or Ziva. Finally, what do we need the word lachoso according to Rabbi Shmuel? That comes to teach us another interesting din. Lachoso ki detanya. We need that for the following drasha. What is that? Detanya. We learned in the following brisa. What is the extra word lachoso in this pasuk? It can't be coming to teach us krovim. That we know from Li'aviv. We don't need it for the zeirus shava. That we know li'imo. We can't teach it for meis mitzvah. That we know from li'achiv. So what does lachoso come to teach us? It's extra. So the Gemara says, "Detani lachoso matam lomar." What's the extra word lachoso? There's not a single extra letter in the Torah. Never mind the whole word. So Hare, this is coming to teach us a regular din by a non-Kohen, by anybody. Hare shahalach lishchodes pischo. If a person is on his way to go and shecht his korban Pesach, which if you do not bring it, is an isser of kares. There are only two mitzvahs I say for which you get kares. The other krisus averus are all lavim, the 36 lavim for which you get kares for. The Gemara in Krisus tells us only two mitzvahs I say. bringing Korban Pesach, if you don't bring it intentionally, Yechayiv Kares, and Bris Mila. So these are the two examples that we now have. If a person is on his way, Hari Sholach Lishchodes Pisco, on Erev Pesach, Yud Dalet, he's going to go Shechtes Korban Pesach, and or he's going to go do a bris mila on his son, and he'll only be able to do one of these two things. He chances upon a meis mitzvah, and he'll either bring his carbon pesach and not do the meis mitzvah, or he'll do the bris mila on his son and not do the meis mitzvah, or he'll do the meis mitzvah and be unable to bring the carbon pesach, unable to do the bris mila. Those are the facts. Vishamash meis lo meis, that he has a meis that he has to go and take care of. So I might have thought yochol yitame. I would have said, okay, so go be mitame, and you won't do the carbon pesach. You won't do the bris mila. No, where it says, I'm bris lo yitame. The answer is, you're not allowed to be mitame. Why not? Because yochol lo yitame le meis mitzvah. I might have thought that you shouldn't become tame to a meis mitzvah even. Talmud lomar, leachoso, the extra word leachoso comes to tell us, leachoso deino mitame, hol meis mitzvah mitame. But you are allowed to go and be mitame to a meis mitzvah. So the person who's going to bring the Korban Pesach, to go and do a bris mila, and he'll only be able to do them and not be taking care of the meis mitzvah, has to go take care of the meis mitzvah, albeit he's giving up these very strong assays to do of bringing the Korban Pesach and doing a bris mila. That is Rabbi Yishmael. You can see this on the second part of the sheet. Nazir, Rabbi Yishmael. We've explained every word in the pasuk, and now we're going to go to Rabbi Akiva's understanding of the same pasuk. Rabbi Akiva darshins as follows. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. The word nefashos, that's the girsa that we have, but it says on the side, tzorchlamon nefesh, and the box says the same thing should be nefesh, because the word is al nefesh meis lo yavo. This is not the pasuk by the Kohen Gadol, this is the pasuk by Nazir. So the word should be al nefesh meis lo yavo, not nefashos. So this word nefesh is a reference to elu harichokin. This comes to teach us that a Nazir is not allowed to be mitame to people that aren't his relatives. Hakrovim, how do we know it's not going to be mitame to the people that are his relatives? So that you need the word mace for. The word mace is elu akrovim. That refers to the krovim. Al nefesh was the rechokim. Rabbi Kiva holds mace is the krovim. So he's already learned out from al nefesh mace that even the krovim are not included for a nazir. He's not going to be mitame to his krovim. Rabbi Shmuel needed the word laviv to teach us that. Rabbi Kiva does not. So now Rabbi Akiva is going to have all the words laviv, ulimo, leachiv, leachoso, free to darshan. And how does Rabbi Akiva darshan them? So he starts off, the words laviv, ulimo, teach us eino metame for those father and mother, avo metame ulimeis mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva needs both of the words, we'll explain why. He needs both laviv and ulimo to teach us the din of meis mitzvah. We'll see later in the shiur why that is so. He needs the word leachiv. Here he uses the word leachiv to teach us shimhaya kohen gadol and the nazir, v'hu nazir. Until now we were talking about either a kohen gadol or a nazir. Rabbi Akiva says, what happens if he's a kohen gadol and he's also a nazir? I might have thought, yes, a kohen gadol can be mitame to a meis mitzvah, a nazir can be mitame to a meis mitzvah, but if you're a kohen gadol and a nazir, you can't. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, you need the word leachiv to teach us shimhaya kohen gadol and v'hu nazir. So you need that. I would tell you, so that's what you need that word leochiv for, to tell you is that if you're both, you're still allowed to be metame to a meis mitzvah. And finally, the word leachoso, according to Rabbi Akiva, you need that, kidetanya. That's what the brisa that we had before. If you're on your way to go and shecht your korban pesach or to do a bris mila, and you then have a meis mitzvah to take care of, so you're obligated to take care of the meis mitzvah and not bring the korban pesach and or do the bris mila. Now, the Gemara says, what is Rabbi Akiva going to do? Ulzer Shava, Rabbi Akiva, Gzer Shava, the Rebbe, Minole. According to what we just said, he doesn't have the free pasuk Uliimo to teach us the Gzer Shava. He uses the Liimo here for Meis Mitzvah. He only had the extra word Uliimo in regards to the Kohen Gadol that was extra. Shemar says, Armalach, Rabbi Akiva will tell you, Kivan the Omar Mar, Imoya Kohen Gadol, the Nazir. Rabbi Akiva says, if you're both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, that needed to teach us leachiv einu matame avu matame hu lemeis mitzvah. So therefore, mali kohen gadol lechude mali nazir v'kohen gadol. He says, once I know that if a person is both a kohen gadol and a nazir, he can be matame to a meis mitzvah. So then, certainly, if he's just a kohen gadol, of course, he can also be matame to a meis mitzvah. And therefore, the word uliimo is not necessary by kohen gadol, and therefore, the word le'imo by Kohen Gadol was totally mufne. And again, Rabbi Kiva holds, if it's mufne mitzad echad, if only one of the two parts of Gzeirah Shavah was unnecessary, even though the other part is necessary. Rabbi Akiva needs Uliimo by the Pasuk by Nazir to teach us a Meis Mitzvah, and it will explain why he needs both Aviv and Imo in a moment, but the word Uliimo he doesn't need by Kohen Gadol, therefore it's free by Kohen Gadol, and that's how Rabbi Akiva learns out the Gzeirah Shavah, Mufne Mitzad Echad, even though it's not Mufne Mitzvah Tzadim. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Rabbi Shmuel says you need Mufne Mitzvah Tzadim, and therefore Rabbi Akiva is different than Rabbi Shmuel. But this argument that Rabbi Akiva just brought forth makes very good sense. Ul Rabbi Shmuel, how does Rabbi Yishmael know that if you're both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, Kohen Gadol v'hu Nazir minale? Maybe one could make the argument that if you're just a Kohen Gadol, you can be tamei to Meis Mitzvah. If you're just a Nazir, you can be tamei to Meis Mitzvah. But if you're both, maybe you can't. So Gemara says, no. Kiven d'shara rachmona chad lav gabi Meis Mitzvah. Rabbi Yishmael will tell us, once we know that one lav, either Kohen Gadol or Nazir, is pushed aside by a Meis Mitzvah, so Mali Chad Lav, Mali Train Lav. What does it make? One or two? If one is pushed off, so then two could be pushed off also. I don't need a separate pasuk to tell me, like Rabbi Akiva did, the word Le'achiv to teach me both. According to Rabbi Shmuel, once you know that a Meis Mitzvah is pushed off for the word Le'achiv, so then it's pushed off for whether you're a Kohen Gadol alone, whether you're Nazir alone, or even if you're both, it's still pushed off. Okay, Gemara says, Achoso Lomeli, according to Rabbi Yishmael, what do we need the word Achoso for? Now we go back and question what we said before, that Rabbi Yishmael says, it's for Milo or Pesach. Now, once you're telling me you push off one Isser, so you're pushing off Kohen Gadol, you're pushing off Nazir, so then you're pushing off Kohen Gadol and who's a Nazir, so then push off who's also going on his way to Mila, who's also going his way to bring a Karban Pesach. So Achos Olamali, according to Rabbi Shmuel, I shouldn't need a separate pasuk to tell me about Mila and Pesach. So the Gemara says, no, you do. I would have said, Ki Shor Rachmona L'Meis Mitzvah, when is a person allowed to go and do a Meis Mitzvah, even if he's Nazir V'Kohen, because they're only the Isurei Lav. Who? The Isur Lavehu. This is only an Isur Lav. It's not an Isur of Kores. However, I would have said, Avamilo Pesach to Kores. Maybe lo yitan l'meis mitzvah. Maybe taka, they shouldn't become the tamei to a meis mitzvah. That's a higher level. Yes, the meis mitzvah can knock off one lav. It can even knock off two lavs, a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. But it can't knock off a higher Isser, such as an assay of doing Mila or of doing the Karban Pesach, which are Isurim of Karis if you don't do them. So therefore, I might have thought that they're not metami to Meis Mitzvah, Kamash Rulan. Rabbi Shmuel needs the word Lachosa to teach us that even Mila and Pesach are knocked off by a Meis Mitzvah. Now we turn to Mentes Amad Aleph. We're getting close to the end of the Sugya. And the Gemara says, Ulu Rabbi Akiva. Now let's go back and discuss Rabbi Akiva again. Michtei lo shno kohen gadol l'chudei, lo shno kohen gadol v'nazir. According to Rabbi Akiva, he learned that from Rabbi Yochid, that it doesn't make a difference whether you're kohen gadol alone or you're kohen gadol v'nazir. He learns it out, nafka me liyachiv. He learns it out from the extra word liyachiv in the pasuk by Nazir. So then we go back, loviv ulimo, lonely. If I'm learning out Meis Mitzvah for a Kohen Gadol who's a Nazir from Liochiv, so then why do I even need the words L'Aviv L'Imo to come to tell me Meis Mitzvah? I actually learned it out from Liochiv. So Gemara says, no tzricha. And here's what I said before. We will explain why Rabbi Akiva needs the word L'Aviv Ulimo. And you can see this on my sheet in the line that's next to Rabbi Akiva. Originally, I wrote down Meis Mitzvah, but then I put down the arrow below that to teach us the two real drushes that we learn out from the words L'Aviv Ulimo. If it had just written Yitzricha, you need both of them. Because the cause of Aviv, if you just had the word La'aviv, you know what I would have said? Havamina, you know, Taka, Hainu Taima, the Lo Mitamile. The reason why you're not allowed to be Mitamile to your father is because guess what? There's no guarantee that your father, who you really think is your father, is your father. Mishum, it's only Chazaka B'Amahu. We presume there's a Chazaka that Rov B'Ilos Acharabal. We presume, and Baruch Hashem. B'ezus Hashem, all the B'ilos that a wife has are from the husband, not from anybody else, Rachmana Litzlan, not through intention or unintentional. So therefore, it's a chazaka that a child's father is that child's father. It's the chazaka of Rov B'ilos Acharabal. So therefore, it's only a chazaka, and maybe that's why, for the father, we don't let you be mitame to the father, but we allow you to be mitame to the Meis Mitzvah. Mishum de chazaka b'yamahu. Avol imo. The yodin, the elidite, litamila. But guess what? We would have said that the din is that you're allowed to be mitamei to your mother, even though you're a nazir, because taka, she's your vaday mother. So therefore, you need the word leimo to come to teach us that it implies even to your mother. Oh, so just write limo. Because of Rabbanan, just limo. So hava amina, I would have said imo loli tamila. You know why? You're not allowed to be tamila to the mother. Because lo azil zara basra. Because we go after patrilineal descent in terms of yichus, in terms of mishpacha. In terms of Jewishness, we go after matrilineal descent. But in terms of yichus, who do you follow? You follow the father. The father's a Kohen, the mother's a Yisrael, Charles a Kohen. If the father's a Yisrael, the mother's a Kohen, the Charles a Yisrael. So in regards to Mishpacha, you go after the father. So I would have said, when you're going after the mother, okay, so we don't let you be Metame because it's not as important. The Lav Azil Zaro Basra. However, Avol Aviv, Kivan Dama Mar, the pasuk says, L'mishpachosom L'veis Avosom, you follow the lineage of the father, so maybe then I would have said, Taka, the Nazir should be Metame to his father. Ema Metame, Litame Le, Kamash Vula, no. So that's why Rabbi Kiva says, you need the word Aviv Limo to teach us these two dinim, one that we don't go after chazaka, even the mother who's not chazaka, we're not metamit to her, and even the father, we don't go after mishpacha, and we're not metamit him for that. And that's how Rabbi Akiva dashes out this entire pasuk. Finally, we conclude, and we say, the alkol nafshos meis lo yavo, lomuli. The first part of the Kohen Gadol's pasuk, at the very top of the sheet, the alkol nafshos meis lo yavo. So according to Rabbi Akiva, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that? Lomuli. We just learned out all the other relatives you can't be mitami to, so I don't really need this to teach me krovim like we originally wrote. So Gemara says, you're right. There are two things over here that we darshan out from al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. And what is that? The first one is from the words al kol, that's lafuke ruchokim. The words al kol comes to teach us that the non-kohen is not allowed to go be mitami to ruchokim. Now, we already knew that. So this is an additional lav for the Rechokim, because it's a regular lav for any Kohen. So the Kohen Gadol is an additional lav, lafuke Rechokim, and the word meis, the alkol nafshos meis, that comes to teach us lafuke krovim, to go and add an additional lav for the krovim. And you can see this clearly at the end of the Tosos, alkol lafuke Rechokim, where he says at the end of this Tosos, on the second to the last line, where he says, Upirish betosos lava or love bishnei lavin. Although Tosos himself says tzorich in a little bit because it doesn't say that. The tema kitzas dashas lo hiskiru klau tzorich in loshun marav. So he says you got to look into this a little bit more. In any event, so that's what we need. The words I'll call nafshos meis. I'll call this the rechokim meis lafuke krovin. And what do we need? The word nafshos. So it says, Al-Kol Nafshos Meis. So we have the Al-Kol teaching us, again, the Rechokim and the word Meis teaching us the Krovim. What about Nafshos? Nafshos is Lafuke Revi'ez Dam Shiyotze Mishnei Meis. This is a famous din. We had this on Daf Lamed Ches. We talked about the Esser Revios. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Esser Revios Hein. And one of them was this Drasha, Nafshos. And we darshed it over here. Shema Al-Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. That even that the Revi'ez Dam came from two different Meisim, the word Nafshos, it didn't say Al-Nefesh Meis, Al-Kol Nafshos Meis, to come to teach us this din. So that's what we use, this first part of the pasuk, the Al-Kol Nafshos Meis, to teach us these drushos, and this is the opinion that we have over here. This concludes this beautiful sugya, the understanding of the Kohen Gadol, and the Nazir, how they're Metami to Meis Mitzvah, and all the ways that we darshan, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, how we darshan these psukim by Kohen Gadol and by Nazir. With this, we conclude today's shir.